in for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Ford Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
We're on Insight this gorgeous Wednesday night, and we welcome into studio the Republican candidate for 84th District State Representative, Miss Angie King. Hi, Angie.
Hi, Jack. It's nice to be here tonight.
And with her is her, his title was so long that I couldn't remember it all. Would you share who is with you?
Sure, I have my campaign manager, sign manager, and gopher with me, also known as Mark King, my wonderful husband of 31 years.
Fantastic. Well, welcome to Insight. It's been a really cool, what's it been, Neil, like 4 or 5 weeks that we've had various candidates on. And, it's fun to get to know their backgrounds and how you got to where you are. So let's learn a little bit about Angie King.
Sure. So I'm the oldest of five. I grew up in a farming family. My folks still farm. And I like to say, of course, 30 years ago, farming was a lot different than what it is now. My folks would drop us off in a field with a thermos, no cell phones, and we didn't have a four-wheeler. So we were at their, had to wait till they decided to come pick us up, but we got dropped off in a field and picked up rocks and had a thermos and kept working until they showed up. So and we believed in and were taught hard work. I'm a wife, mother, a grandmother of three. As I said earlier, my husband and I have been married for 31 years. I have about 10 years in the insurance industry as a claims examiner, property and casualty and group claims. Also worked in management for long-term nursing care. Last 25 years, I've been employed as a small business owner involved in real estate management, buy, sell, manage real estate. I flip houses.
Oh, cool.
Bought my first one when I was 6 months pregnant. My husband thought I was a little bit nuts, but I've been doing that, did that over and over again until I had enough money and could start investing in long-term rentals. I've been doing that for 25 years. I'm also a licensed realtor. I've served the community for the last 11 years as Salina City Council person. Currently the Mercer County Recorder. I've been involved in the local Republican Party almost 25 years, various positions, teenage advisors, Republican advisor, young Republicans president, co-chair dinners. I was even on George W. Bush's disability initiative for his campaign and did research for his campaign. I've been on local and state boards and just love the community. Love my family and love the district we live in.
Fantastic. Born and raised in the Salina area?
No, actually, I grew up in Paulding County, a little bit okay. North here. Spent the first 18 years of my life there, but I've been coming to Mercer County, Salina, since I was 13.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So, you know, at a fairly young age, you decided to get to dabble in the political venue. Why?
Well, it wasn't fairly young age, but thank you.
Well, you're not Joe Biden age.
No, so, no. Yeah.
Well, before that.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's young, so you had to be very young.
Well, I actually got involved in politics because of our children. We have two adult children, and both of them are deaf. And I had never met a deaf person before we had our children. And our oldest is now 26. And when she was around 6 months, 9 months of age, we noticed that she wasn't babbling. I'm the oldest of five. My husband's the oldest of six. And we knew something was a little off. You know, she should start cooing, babbling. And so we kept an eye on her. We'd bang pots and pans behind her head and walk in, and she'd turn. We now realize, though, that their senses are keen to, you know, that she could feel the vibrations yeah. coming in the room. And so we found out that she was deaf and sought treatment. Actually, it's kind of a cool story. 9 months of age, we decided to take her to the local pediatrician because we thought that she was hearing impaired or couldn't hear. And on the way to the pediatrician, I turned on the radio, and it was a Focus on the Family. And years ago, it was Dr. James Dobson.
Yep.
And he had a family on from Michigan, the Andersons, and he was interviewing them, and they had five deaf children. And they were talking about this miraculous device, technology called the cochlear implant, and sharing how this device was enabled their children to hear and then learn to speak. And so as I parked my car and waited to go on to our appointment, they were going to have their little child sing Jesus Loves Me. And I really didn't know what to expect, because the only thing I knew with the deaf community was sign language. You know, I'd seen it. And I thought, you know, golly, is this going to be intelligible? But as soon as she started singing, you could tell, I mean, the inflection in her voice, the articulation, it was almost like she was a hearing child. So it was almost like God was patted me on the back and said it was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And luckily for us, our pediatrician took our concerns seriously. Most deaf children back at that time wasn't, their hearing loss wasn't detected till they were almost 4 years of age. And that's past that window of speech and language. So we were very lucky and went to a doctor that did everything from hearing aids to cochlear implants. And I remember telling the speech pathologist, I said, you know, I want to teach my deaf child to speak. I've heard that deaf children can speak. And she looked at me with very serious and looked me in the face and said, Mrs. King, your daughter's deaf. And I said, I know that, but I've heard that they can speak, deaf children can, and I'm going to try. And so I just ignored that and went with my gut instinct, like, I'm going to teach my child to speak, to hear, because that's what's going to be best for her. I wanted her to be brought up in our community. I wanted her to hear us, be able to see I Love You. I wanted her to hear music. I wanted her to be mainstream with the local school, with the children in our neighborhood. And so that's how I became politically involved. I became an advocate, both at the state and national level, for deaf and hard of hearing.
Wow, that is... And just the thought of you driving to the doctor, listening to that radio show, listening to that little girl sing. I mean, if God's not in your back seat right then, you know, I don't know, you know...
A divine appointment.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely is. So that's really cool. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be back to learn more about Angie King and her run for the state representative office right after this.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
While you're out trick-or-treating this Sunday, you're invited to stop by Christ Chapel, the Red Door Church, for Fall Fest from 2:30 to 5 p.m. In addition to trunk or treat, they're going to have games, crafts, pumpkin painting, and all sorts of refreshments. Old and young, costumes or not, everybody is welcome, so stop by for a minute or spend the afternoon at Fall Fest at Christ Chapel, 105 South Elm Street, from 2:30 to 5.
Right away that she was deaf. Instead of a year.
What a difference that... That makes
oh, sorry, somewhere along the line I got messed up here. So we are back on the air. Sorry. Let me just run. We were supposed to play the trick or treat thing, so we're just going to do that right now. So we'll be back in a minute.
They did the monster mash.
Halloween festivities in Fort Recovery will be held on Sunday, October 30th. The traditional Halloween parade will start at the high school commons at 3 o'clock and it will end at Vantrees Park, where the costume judging will start around 3:30. There will be prizes awarded in several categories of costumes. Then it's trick-or-treat time from 4 to 6. Residents, please turn on your porch light if you want the trick-or-treaters to stop. And trick-or-treaters, please only stop at the houses with their porch lights on. Sunday, October 30th, Halloween fun in Fort Recovery. Parade starting at the high school commons at 3. Costume judging at Vantrees Park at 3:30. Trick-or-treat from 4 to 6.
They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
We're back. Insight.
We're back.
I think we're back. Are we back now officially?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we were back before, just didn't know it.
So we're back talking to Angie King, the Republican candidate for the 84th District House seat. So we were talking about how you initially got into the political thing. And then shortly thereafter, you ran for... I think Salina City Council.
City Council, yes, that's correct.
And then you were the county recorder.
Yes. So I spent 11 years in Salina City Council, and that was a great experience. I worked under three different administrations, and there was a great collaboration. We worked together well, and we'd have great discussions, great debates. We vote, and you move on.
Yeah.
Because the next issue, you know, maybe today we don't agree, see eye to eye on this issue. We have a great discussion. We share passionately our point of view. And then after committee, we go and we vote on it. We vote. You vote your conscience. I vote mine. And we go back at it the next day, a different issue. We may see eye to eye. So you don't want to, you don't want to burn bridges. And you just treat everybody respectfully. And you're all part of the same team. You just may have different perspectives on what's best for the community. But that was a great experience. And actually, I was asked to run, because I had been involved at state and national level in impacting policy for the deaf and hard of hearing, somebody had reached out to me and said, you know, you're doing all this other activism. Why don't you get involved in politics? And I said, no, you know, I'm not really political. And they're like, well, you're impacting policy. Just go to a city council meeting. So I thought, okay, I'll go. I sat in a city council meeting, and I just got the bug. It was interesting, yeah. Very interesting, and impacting policy and making a difference for the community.
Fantastic. So you then initially, were you appointed to the recorder's seat?
No, again, no. Same situation. Someone came to me and said, because of my real estate background, have you ever thought about... you know, running for county recorder. And I said, well, you know, not really, but golly, I've been in the office quite a bit. I use it in my business. And I thought, you know, golly, I could do this. I could change that. Or, yeah, I think I'd really enjoy that, serving the county in that capacity. So I did. I ran for county recorder. And this is my 10th year as Mercer County Recorder.
And so then, though, okay, you know, you're the county recorder. And then at some point, there had to be a discussion with Mark about, you know what, running for state representative sounds like a great idea. What was that conversation like?
Actually, there wasn't a conversation right away. There was a conversation of my frustration with the way the government was going, the way that some in government were infringing on our liberties and our freedoms. I had become involved in the Sanctuary City for the Unborn in Salina and supported that. I had given testimony in Columbus for House Bill 248, which is the Medical Freedom Bill. And I had shared with him I'd miss being part of the policy making. You know, I love being at the recorder's office. I've got a great staff. We do excellent work there. But I'd miss the policy making. And I had just, in passing, I'd said, you know, I do miss policy making and those discussions with the fellow council members. And then I think it was mid-January, early January, somebody had come to me and shared that there was going to be an open district. And at that time, it was the 82nd, which was Defiance, Paulding, and Van Wert. And it was, and Mercer, all of Mercer. And so, of course, I grew up in Paulding County, spent 18 years there. My folks, family still live there. And I've spent the last 30 plus years here in Mercer County. And I thought, what a great fit, what a great opportunity to represent the district. And so I said, let me talk to my husband. Immediately went home, asked him, and it was one of those things. He says, yeah, you have to do it.
Fantastic. So as you thought about the effort, Mark, what played into it that you said, Angie, you have to do this?
Well, I just knew her passion for her community, for the people that she works for. And I've seen her, you know, going through the things with our children and how she advocated for them. And when she was on city council, how she advocated for the people of Salina. And I said, it's a perfect fit. And when that first district came open, before they changed the districts a number of times, it was like a perfect fit for her also. So I said, I mean, this is a no-brainer. You know, I mean, this is something that you need to do because it's your calling.
Yep. So running for state representative is probably a different ball game than running for county recorder.
A bit different, yeah. Times three.
You know, I had a chance to look at your Facebook page, and I know in the past week you've been to a dozen different events. And that's just the past week, and that chances are the past 3 months have been very similar. What have you learned in all of those different events? As like you go around, what do you learn?
We're all the same. We want safe communities, good schools, employment opportunities. We love our community. We love our way of life. We all want to aspire to our God-given talents to achieve the American dream, and we're not afraid to work hard for them, and we want to protect our way of life and our quality of life here. Everybody feels the same. We are truly blessed to live in the 84th. It's not by chance or accident. They refer to us as being in God's country.
Yeah, that is very true. So I know one of the events that was involved was a couple weeks ago, and I think it was the St. Mary's Rotary had like a meet and greet between you and Sophia Rodriguez, your opponent. So as like you sat there and you listened to what Sophie said and she listened to what you said, what did you find were things you had in common, and what did you find were the things that separated you?
I'd say we both have a love of community and pride for our district and our way of life. Yeah. As far as difference, I would guess it would probably be on the issue of life is where we don't see eye to eye on.
Yeah.
But love of community, we share.
You know, and it seems like not that long ago, some of those issues weren't necessarily issues that were on the front burner for state representatives. I mean, it you know seems like how to fund schools and how to get new schools built and funding for jails and these were the things that state representatives were responsible for. Okay. Now it does seem like more of those federal things are going back to the states. So when it comes to those things, do you pretty much follow a Republican platform when it comes to those various things?
Yes and no. I think on the issue of life, my perspective is all life is valuable and has worth, created in the image of God. And I'd like to see Ohio become a pro-life state from conception to natural death. Some in the Republican Party may not share that view, that there are exceptions. I believe in life.
Very good. From what I've read, very pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment?
Pro-Second Amendment, correct. I'm a CCW permit holder and an NRA life member. Been endorsed by the NRA, have the highest rating from Buckeye Firearms, and 100% from Ohio gun owners. I'm not a hunter,
no.
But I have it for personal protection.
That's cool. So as like you look at going into this, potentially going into this new role, first of the year or so. Okay. What do you see as those issues that are currently in the legislature at some stage? What do you see as the ones that will be on your front burner?
I think the issue of life is going to probably come to the forefront. The heartbeat bill right now, that's still in the courts, so I think we'll probably have to deal with that. The issue of the state income tax, that's something I support, eliminating the state income tax. I know there's Senate Bill, 358, I'm not really sure of the bill number, but there's proposed legislation to eliminate the sales tax. I support that. Some of the other issues are women's sports. I'm a big proponent in protecting and saving women's sports. My youngest daughter played high school and junior high volleyball. She had multiple concussions throughout her junior high and high school career. And I can only imagine what that would have been if on the other side of the net, that serve or that spike had been from a male. So I believe in protecting women's sports, and that's something that I plan on supporting.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more about the issues that face us right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 8th, and that means that Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and a drink. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. There's no presale tickets this year. Tickets are only $7, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. So don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day All-You-Can-Eat Spaghetti Supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 8th.
The Cooper Farms Turkey Trot is back for its 15th year on Saturday, November 5th. Join us as we race, gobble, and once again give to our friends at Everett Heart Hospice Care. The Turkey Trot begins at Cooper Farms Processing Plant at 1 Cooper Farms Drive in St. Henry, Ohio. Registration and packet pickup begins at 9 a.m. with race starting at 10. Water and refreshments, including a to-go turkey meal, will be provided to all participants, as well as several door prizes awarded. To view full details and to register, visit speedyfeet.com and search for Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Veterans Day is coming up on Friday, November 11th, and here are some of the things going on around Fort Recovery to help honor those brave men and women who have served our country. On Monday, November 7th, there will be a Veterans and Senior Citizens Day breakfast at the middle school auditoria. The breakfast will be at 9 a.m. with a Veterans Day program at 9:45. Please RSVP ahead of time by calling the middle school office at 375-2815. Then on Veterans Day evening, Friday, November 11th, there will be a Veterans Day ceremony at the Fort Recovery Veterans Plaza at 5 p.m. Our Legion and VFW posts will honor all veterans with a 21-gun salute and a playing of taps, and several new names will be formally added to the wall. Again, we have events here in Fort Recovery to honor our veterans. Monday the 7th, a Veterans and Senior Citizens Breakfast at 9 a.m. at the Auditoria. Friday the 11th, Veterans Day Ceremony at our Veterans Plaza at 5 p.m. To all of our veterans, thank you for your service. We owe you our freedom.
We're back. Insight. We're back. I'm just giving Neil a little trouble here. So we're talking to Angie King tonight.
And we have a correction to make.
Yes. I'm not talking to Angie King?
Yes, you are doing that.
No, I think I misspoke. I think I said sales tax instead of income at one point.
Oh,
so yeah. You're talking about the income tax. Yeah, I think you said income tax first, and then you said sales tax a couple times after that.
Thank you.
Yes. So if you want to reiterate that point real quick about that.
Yes. To eliminate the income tax, yes, not the sales tax, the income. And that was, it's proposed as over a 10-year period.
Fantastic. So you know, there's so many different topics and issues that affect the citizens of the state of Ohio, and you know, one of them is in this area are jobs, employment, the business community. So as like you go around, you talk to different businesses, what do you hear and what do you learn?
The number one thing that I've heard consistently from business owners is lack of available employees, workforce. Number one thing. Whether it's restaurants, schools with bus drivers, teachers, nursing homes, nurses, and construction, the trades. We're running short of trade. Most tradesmen are close to retirement age. And so we really need to encourage our young people that a trade can really provide a nice livelihood, occupation, and it's really worthy of their consideration.
Without a doubt. Well, and, you know, we're blessed to be able to offer a school like TriStar, you know, which I think the enrollment just continues to, you know, climb there. And you know, when you talk to crown and midmark and capped, and you and there's these needs for new welders and maintenance guys. It just seems like a natural fit for us. Yeah.
There are a lot of job opportunities, and my concern is, you know, where are all the workers? Why are people still not coming out? Has the government made it too easy for them? Are they receiving, Medicaid benefits, housing benefits, unemployment benefits? It's almost as though the government's disincentivizing able-bodied individuals for getting back into the workforce. So I think it's one of the things that we need to look at is unemployment.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier about being an advocate for the Salina, and I can never think of the word, sanctuary city thing when it came to abortions and mm-hmm. and the right to life. Is from a philosophical standpoint, is there a danger in municipalities or counties establishing these sanctuary cities that go against federal law, or so if a city wanted to be a sanctuary city from an immigration standpoint, would you support that?
I mean, let illegals live here and vote here?
Well, whatever, whatever a sanctuary city would sure. decide is right for them. So isn't there a danger in that?
The issue of life, the sanctuary city for the unborn, it was, when the city of Salina was doing that, it was within the city gates. The city of Salina zones for porn shops, pot shops, and strip clubs. And I think most would agree if there was an abortion clinic downtown next to a boutique or a restaurant or a business, the economic impact is not going to be good. So that's not the appropriate place. They weren't prohibiting it through the entire city. It was within the downtown business is what it was proposed. So zoning is appropriate. They zone against other businesses. So to me, within the city gates, that it's an economic issue as well as an issue of life.
Fantastic. So the sanctuary city is more of a controlling where those businesses or where those facilities might be, and not necessarily banning them.
In effect, it would ban them, I think, but it would also ban. They, as she was saying, there's certain types of business that you don't want
in certain areas.
Yeah, in certain areas, and like the strip clubs, and like, I'm sure if gambling was legal, you wouldn't want it next to a church and things like that. So it may. The result may be, and that might be the intention, but it doesn't necessarily say that in the bill, that we're banning all of this. We're just saying you can't put it here. And if they would happen to put something a quarter of a mile out of town, the city of Salina couldn't do anything about
right.
that.
That would be outside the city limits.
Yeah.
Outside their zoning authority.
Okay. So as we look at crime and protection, what's your philosophy or approach to that?
We need to build the wall, the border. That impacts us because the crime from the city, crime and drugs from the city is going to come here. So it will impact us. It will impact the state of Ohio because as those people come to our state, they're going to be using our schools, our benefits.
Hospitals.
Everything, yeah. So it does impact. It impacts us economically, socially, crime. So, yeah, we need that border.
So as you look at the happenings in the State House over the past few years, or as like you think about what needs to change, what would be first on your list to go target?
Wow. There are a lot of issues. Protecting and advocating, preserving our agricultural community. The 84th is number one in ag. Hogs, cattle, eggs, turkey, corn, soybeans. We're number one in ag receipts in the state of Ohio. So protecting, preserving our agricultural community. Getting the tools so that the next generation of farmers, you know, that they can participate and keep that legacy of farming. So ag's very important. I think helping our business community, making sure that, you know, the tax burden is such that the best type of government is a limited government and one that empowers people and businesses. And right now there's a lot of regulations, and I think it really restricts business and growth. And so looking at seeing how we can best make the government the leanest that we can, to best serve its citizens, to make sure we're spending their tax dollars wisely, that we're not overtaxing, we're not over-regulating. I think the issue of life, tax reform, protecting our Second Amendment, those are all issues that I care about.
So, and I find this really interesting, and it's neat having different candidates on. So as like you look at education, okay, we're blessed with some of the finest schools
best
in the state.
Schools in the state, yes.
Okay.
We are.
We're also probably not getting our just piece of the pie when it comes to the state funding piece. Okay. It seems like when you look at it from a cost per pupil, it's so much higher at the bigger cities. And so what can we do at the state level to level the playing field?
It's a good question. I know right now, I think reading and math, because of the pandemic, the children have fallen behind. I know there was millions of dollars that were just recently appropriated to the schools for public safety issues. The funding, I think, since the Supreme or the court ruling, I think there's been 100 different formulas presented and different changes over the last 20 years. You know, I don't know if we're there yet, but I think it's getting better.
Good. And it does seem like it's not the same discrepancy that there was 10 or 15 years ago. So you talked about school safety. Are you in favor of arming teachers in school?
I do. I would have supported that bill, and I think it's up to the local districts, and that's what's nice about it. The superintendents and the local school boards, they know their districts better. They know their teachers better, and it's up to them to make those decisions.
Yeah. So, well, I'll tell you what, Neil, we're going to take another break. We're going to come back and talk more with Angie and Mark right after this.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4848. 858.
With the weather getting cooler, we start thinking about making a big batch of chili, and Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need for your secret recipe. A large selection of seasonings, beans, tomato juice, and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, shredded cheese, crackers, and of course the ground chuck. And it's a good idea to order your holiday party trays now so they can avoid supply chain issues and have everything you need when it's party time in a few weeks. And you'll want to make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and some of their fresh pastries. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop into Wayne Street Market, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day back in their deli. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. It's football playoff time, and our Indians finished in the 12th position and will play the 5th position, Minster, this Friday night at 7 o'clock. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game live with the pregame show starting at 6:40. Tickets will not be available at the gate and must be purchased online at ohsaa.org/tickets. Make your plans now to get to Minster this Friday evening to help cheer on our Indians as they look to avenge their regular season 41-21 loss to the Wildcats and move on in the playoffs. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Inside.
Yes, we are.
Inside.
So we sort of got it right that time.
Yeah, close. We're getting closer. So Angie, you know, we've just been through a couple of years like we've never seen. You know, the whole COVID thing, I think, threw everybody for a bit of a loop. So what did you think of the way Governor DeWine handled it?
Well, that's behind us. It's time to move forward, and I think we're on the right path now. I think... you know, Americans, the last 2 years were tough on Americans. You know, the isolation, students having to learn from home. We've learned in the importance of teachers. Teachers had a hard job before. They have an even harder job now because they're playing catch up. That in-person teaching, the smile, words of affirmation. The masking was horrible for children. Just having my speech language background with my children, how important it is for children to see smiles, to be when they're learning speech and language, to see you know, the placement of the lips and how the word is formed. They missed all that.
Yeah.
And so I think it's taught people are ready to move on and going forward, making sure they spend time with their loved ones and enjoying life, and people are ready to enjoy life.
And you know, I find it hard. I mean, it's certainly easy to look back and to be mm-hmm. critical of the decisions that were made, but you know, you're making decisions on the fly with information that may or may not be right, you know. So,
in our community too, being a rural community, we're spaced out. You know, it's real easy to keep social distancing here.
Yeah.
But the impact on our small businesses, our schools, churches were closed down, places of worship, that was hard. Families weren't able to see their loved ones in the hospital. My family had some hardship. My dad had colon cancer, needed surgery. His surgery was postponed because it was deemed unessential. The strain it put on his body caused a series of strokes. We're lucky we still have him today. So it was a very hard time. I think we learned from it. I certainly respected individuals' rights to choose what they felt, you know, was best for them. But I also believe in medical freedom, too, that I should not have to be mandated. I have a right to choose what goes into my body and make those decisions for myself. And supported House Bill 248, which was medical freedom.
So, and I'm going to challenge you, okay? So how do you support that and you don't support a woman's right.
A woman can do whatever she wants to her body, but that is a life, a child inside of her. And science proves that that is a life. Own DNA, own heartbeat, that is a life within them.
Very good. So we've touched on the business community. We've touched on health and safety. No, let's talk about health and safety. So both the sheriff and the mm-hmm. county health department have levies that are up. What are your opinions of them?
The jail levy, if that doesn't pass, unfortunately, that's going to impact the county budget. It is a renewal. People need to realize it's a renewal. And the jail is, I think, 10 or 15 years old now. And so they're looking at needing a new roof, needing new air conditioner, and there's still maintenance to that. And so if that levy isn't passed, that's going to hurt all the county offices, and that's going to be a negative impact on services. And I don't think anybody in the county wants to see that. So I am supportive of that. The health bill is a new levy. I believe that has to do because they're going to no longer be in the central services. And so, you know, they're an important part of our community, too, as far as providing services for the community.
Yeah, and if there's one department, one area that really showed their worth during the whole COVID thing, you know, I think the job that the Mercer County Health mm-hmm. Department did when approaching things, whether it's with individuals or with businesses, you know, Jason and his crew was just top notch through that whole thing.
Yeah, they had a tough job. Yeah, they had a tough job. Yeah. Our office was very unique in the recorder's office. We stayed open the whole time. We shut the recorders down. Nobody can buy and sell, so that's going to make it really difficult. But we stayed open, and in our office, staff had the freedom to choose what they wanted to do. They needed time off to go get the vaccine. They're free to do that. If they chose not to, that was a personal decision that they had to. But we stayed open. We had to stay open. You know, we went through the first few days, or what is it, the 15 days, like everybody else did, not knowing what it was, and, you know, wore gloves when we opened the mail because, you know, nobody knew what it was then. But then after a while, you can only type it. That just doesn't work.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just made sure we washed our hands often. You know, if we didn't feel well, don't come in. Just some good common sense, you know.
So we're winding down here. Neil, we take one more break now?
We can right before we go to Rocker if you want to. We could do it now, or we can...
I tell you what, let's take one more break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we will have you answer the question, what does Angie King stand for?
Okay.
We'll be back right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Here's a way you can support a local business and help support the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala. All through October and November, a portion of every fuel transaction at Fort Site Fuel will go to the Christmas Gala Fund to help people in and around the Fort Recovery area. The Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala has helped dozens of families over the past 5 years who were going through difficult situations in their lives, and here's a great way you can help out other local families. It's a win-win. You can support Fort Site Fuel, one of our new businesses here in Fort Recovery, and help out your friends and neighbors who might be going through medical or financial difficulties. We want to give a big thank you to the folks at Fort Site Fuel for their continued support of local nonprofit groups.
We're back. Insight. We're talking to Angie King, the Republican candidate for the 84th District State Representative seat. Angie, we have learned a lot about you. Okay, and you know, it's really cool to see somebody who kind of carved their own way, you know, and to think about the drive to the doctor's office to check on your 4-month-old daughter, and how that event leads you to where you are today. It is really cool how life has a way of you helping you figure things out, doesn't it?
Strange twist of events to yes. take you sometimes to your destiny that otherwise may have never happened.
Yeah. So, you know, I really want to give people a chance to get to know Angie King even better. So, what does Angie King stand for?
Angie King cares about her community, her district, way of life that we have here, quality of life. I'm dedicated to family, traditional values. I'll work hard for the district, advocate for faith, family, and freedom. I'll look out for our way of life, so that people can live in peace and enjoy their families. But I think they'll know that I'll work hard for them.
Fantastic. Mark?
Yes, sir.
You know Angie better than anybody.
I do.
Okay. So why would I vote for your wife?
Well, I come from a unique perspective because she is my wife. So I've known her for a long time, and I've seen her behind the scenes. I've seen how much that she cares about her family, her community. I've seen how hard she's worked when it's come to advocating for our children. And then that turned into advocating for other children across the nation. I mean, she spoke on Good Morning America twice, you know, fighting insurance companies and stuff. So she's had a lot of background working on the national level and on the state level. And I've just seen her work her tail off to get where we are today. And I know that she'll take that same drive and put it into this new job that she's going to get in 2 more weeks. And I think that, you know, everybody gets out and votes for Angie, and we'll have great representation for the 84th District for years to come.
Last week, the candidate brought jambalaya in. She brought the snickerdoodles.
Oh, yeah.
I can't compete with Casas, but I can bake some mean snickerdoodles.
They're awesome. Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, Angie, it has been a lot of fun. We've learned a lot about you. So as like we get ready to close, what is you know, what is the closing message that you'd like to give to the voters of the 84th District?
I'm devoted and dedicated to protecting, preserving, and advocating for our way of life here in the 84th.
Fantastic. And
that's kind of short and sweet, isn't it?
Yes. To the point.
Yeah.
The point.
Yeah.
And don't forget to vote on November 8th for Angie King.
Yeah, or you can early vote.
That's right.
Yep.
Now.
That's,
you can go out and early
vote by
now.
Mail. You can go in and into the
very
courthouse
convenient.
And vote. Yep. Make it so anybody can vote. It's pretty easy.
Very
are
easy.
Are you wearing down right now? Are you ready for a single?
Two more weeks. You know, it's great getting out to meet everyone because that truly energizes me. And greatly encouraged to hear their stories, hear their concerns, and to share their life with me, to know how to best work for them and advocate for them in Columbus.
So it's like you've gone through and you've talked to hundreds of different people. Mm-hmm. Is there one story, whether it's about a business or a family or a child, is there one story that stands out that makes you think, that's why I'm doing this?
I had, there was a fella in Greenville. I stopped at his house, the door knocked, and was waiting on the front porch, knocked on his door, and I could hear him hollering inside to his wife. And he said, I think Angie King's at my door. Angie King's at my door. And he walked out and looked at me, and I said, hi, I'm Angie King. I run for state representative. I appreciate your vote. And his jaw dropped, and he had seen my signs around, and he said to me, nobody ever comes to my neighborhood. Nobody ever knocks on my door. And he gave me a great big hug and a selfie. And it was kind of neat because, so we got a selfie together. But he worked for a local business owner here in Mercer County. So it was just a real, real neat experience, just having that personal interaction and being shown appreciation for knocking on his door. You know, just caught him at the right time, but was just so tickled that somebody actually knocked on his door and asked for his vote.
That is cool. And, you know, I think all the people want is a voice. And, mm-hmm. you know, not everybody out there has a chance to be their own voice. So to have somebody that you connect with that's going to be that voice for you, you know, says a lot. So.
Right. I represent the people. That's what I'm going for, to represent the people.
So from a philosophical standpoint, okay, you represent the people, okay? What if the will of the people on whatever issue is different than the will of Angie King? How do you vote?
It depends on what issues. If it's a life issue, I'll always choose life. But I don't think the people in my district would say otherwise. You know, if it's, as long as it's not a moral or ethical issue, then it's the will of the people. But I think my values, my viewpoint represents the people, and that's why I'd be elected, to represent them, because I share similar values with them. So I don't see that being an issue.
Great answer. So, Neil?
Yes.
Do we want to take a break and then have Rocker?
We can do a quick little break and bring Rocker in. Yeah, we can do that.
Fantastic.
Can we skip Rocker?
I don't think we can.
We can never skip Rocker. So, Angie and Mark, you are more than welcome to stick around. Rocker is going to share wisdom like you haven't seen. I don't care.
We have to stay for this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have to stay for this.
You can help us harass him.
Yep.
No problem.
We have to stay for this, yeah.
So stay tuned for Rocker right after this.
It's football playoff time, and our Indians finished in the 12th position and will play the 5th position, Minster, this Friday night at 7 o'clock. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game live with the pregame show starting at 6:40. Tickets will not be available at the gate and must be purchased online at ohsaa.org/tickets. Make your plans now to get to Minster this Friday evening to help cheer on our Indians as they look to avenge their regular season 41-21 loss to the Wildcats and move on in the playoffs. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Neil. We're back. You know, Neil, I love talking to the various candidates.
Yes.
It's just awesome. But even better than the candidates is talking to Rocker. Hello, Rocker. Really?
Let's not try to oversell this.
What's that?
Let's not try to oversell this.
So what's your topic?
It's the same thing we always do. Top 10 or top or the
this day in pop culture. Yes. History.
I do have a question.
Oh, this would be good.
Recently, you had a 30 coolest guys in Fort Recovery on your Facebook thing.
Yes. Okay.
Bob, what number were you?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
You weren't on it.
Because somebody hasn't friended me yet.
No. None of us three were on your 30 coolest guys. What the hell kind of list is that?
Well, Bill just...
Apparently, it's accurate.
Bill just missed a cut.
He is 31.
Just, I mean, you know, when like, we share a studio every week.
We are friends.
Well, actually, technically, no. You haven't added me yet.
What? Who?
You? Not you. Those two.
They haven't added you yet?
No.
Why, what happened? Did you get knocked off or something?
I got hacked like 3 weeks ago. Where you been, Bubba?
I didn't know it either. No wonder I haven't seen the top 10.
No wonder you didn't see his top 30.
Can we get back to this room?
I guess.
All right. So let's get on with pop culture history.
Well, this is not a good start, but we'll throw it in anyway.
Well, we never have a good start.
Yesterday, the 28th anniversary of the Susan Smith basically shoving her car into the pond and killing two of her kids. I said it wasn't good. I did. That's why I tried. Let's not oversell it.
Well, hopefully there's some better than that out there.
On this day in history.
It happened.
I don't it's make important. It.
I know. Go on to your next one. I'm
down.
I'm feeling bad.
Okay, today we'll go a little better today.
Yeah, let's.
1984, the Terminator was premiered. There we go. That's a little better. That's. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I don't have the cheap Austrian accent to go with it.
This was expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
Cost California quite a bit of money.
Yeah. He was a Republican. Did you know that?
Not well. Yeah. We'll go with that one.
Who's a lady that starred in that?
Linda Hamilton.
Marnie Weaver. Linda.
Not even close. I bet Angie just can't wait to stick around for this.
All right. Next.
Well, it's area birthday time.
Oh, boy.
That was it? I missed the biggest one on this day.
What was it?
David Copperfield made a Learjet disappear.
That wasn't on my...
How could you miss that?
How do you
It wasn't on the list. It wasn't on his on that website.
So. You know what? Jody's trying to figure out how to make you disappear.
That might be harder than the Learjet.
Not nearly as fun as... we'll go to that again. All right, birthdays. Yesterday, we got Lisa Tobin.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Today, we got Sandy Stein and Kay Brunswick.
Happy birthday.
And then
Sandy and Katie.
Kay.
And then Saturday,
Kay
we got...
Brunswick.
Kay Brunswick, yeah.
Not Katie. Kay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Kay.
And then Saturday, we got the Brunswick quads.
Ooh. There's
big.
Three of them.
Four. Genius.
Three quads?
Four.
Okay.
Four. What math class did you go to?
He graduated?
Well, we're tripping just for this.
So do we have some celebrity birthdays?
Well, we got to do the... What's now time for the...
Citizen of the
Citizen
Day.
Citizen of the Day.
Right. Is?
My favorite part.
There's no way you're going to argue with this one.
I'm going to be on this one.
No, you're not booing this one.
Boo.
Betty Bechtel.
Oh, I love Betty Bechtel.
Betty Bechtel?
At a crisp 101.
Is she 101 yet, or will it be next month?
I think she still drives.
Yes. She can. She doesn't really. I was talking to one of her granddaughters or something, said, doesn't have anywhere to go, so she doesn't drive much, but she got her driver's license. She just drives.
Ain't that cool?
Yeah, she's awesome. She's really awesome.
Celebrity birthday time.
I love celebrity birthdays.
Yesterday, we had Mrs. C, happy days, Marion Ross, 94.
94.
She's still with us.
Who is the oldest living movie star?
Ooh, now?
Or TV star?
Well, Bob Barker's 98.
Not close.
Spending on 99. Well, Bob Newhart.
Not close.
Bob Newhart's probably not quite 98.
103.
Bob Newhart's not 103.
No, I'm saying this TV star is.
Don't know.
Huh?
Is he a he or a she?
A he.
He's a he.
Ooh, Anthony Quinn.
Max Baer. Jethro.
What?
Jethro is 103.
There is no way in the world that he's 103.
He's not 103.
He's not. He's barely your age.
Max Baer. I got to look this one up.
He's not all 80. Right. There's not a chance he's 80.
The voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright, 65.
Nancy is Bart?
Yes.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Tracy Nelson, 59.
Well, who's Tracy Nelson?
Rick's daughter.
Oh.
And then, also...
Crisp.
What does it say?
I can't see in my eyes.
You can't read.
71?
No, 84.
84. Okay. What? So you're only off by 18
Max
years.
Max Baer?
Yeah.
Max Baer.
Yeah,
80.
Good job there, Jack.
December 4th, 1937. He's 84.
You're only off by 18 years. That's okay, Jack.
Maybe it was his dog.
His dog.
His dog.
Dog years. So he's 8 years old.
I'd be
16 years old.
Dog years.
Angie's never coming back.
She's regretting this idea right now.
She's thinking, how can I get Fort Recovery to secede to Indiana?
Jocelyn Smith's birthday today.
Don't jump the
Charlie's Angel.
Charlie's Angel.
So are you going to do Rocker's show for him now? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
No, because we have got
to get sports talk on time. Let's go.
Wrap
up.
That's like you're worried about that.
No.
Today, as Bubba jumped the gun, Jacqueline Smith, 77.
Good for her.
Pat's still spinning the wheel at 76.
Pat Sajak.
Yeah.
Pat Sajak. He just did it.
And Rita Wilson, 66.
Tom Hanks' wife.
Very good.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. How old is she?
66.
66?
Rocker, this may have been your best show of the week.
I only got one show.
Hey, you were here this week. We had two local celebrities.
Bobby, my
cohort. I was out.
Hey, you wasn't there.
And Carlton Ram Rose turned 80. Oh, Ram is 80? Yep.
So
when's Andy King's birthday? You know everybody else's birthday.
I don't know.
He only knows it when it's put on the online. Now, if you're talking about when somebody died, he can tell you that.
Christmas baby.
Just guess.
March 9th.
I'll tell you what. The guy is unbelievable.
Mark, it's just for a little entertainment. Think of a celebrity who has passed away, and Rocker can tell you what year they passed away.
Bob Hope.
I do know it's 2003. I'm going to say June.
I'm going to believe you. I quit checking. He's never been wrong.
2003, huh?
Yeah, I think, well,
Yeah, we can Googleize it here, but what doesn't?
Bob Hope from Lima, Ohio.
Not technically.
Bob Diller was.
I knew it was somebody.
Yeah, Bob Hope was Cleveland, I think.
Wasn't he really born in London?
Yeah.
No, that was Max Baer.
Yeah, he was born in England. He was five. He came to.
Guys, I've lost control of my show.
July 27th of 2003, Rocker.
He'll be here every Wednesday.
They don't give this job to chimps.
Well, maybe they should.
You know what? Well, I bet chimps will get done on time. So, hey, stay tuned for Bub and Feed. Yes. They have special guests.
Coach
Niekamp talking about the upcoming tournament game coming up.
Yep.
Playoffs. So
yep.
We'll be back right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those